to you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More warnings this week for millions of Americans still baking under an intense heat dome. CBS's Elise Preston reports.
Nationwide, extreme heat kills more than 700 people every year. And for paramedics working those 911 calls, the priority is cooling people down with icy cold IVs, wet towels, and ice packs.
And we'll put them under the armpits, put them inside the shirts, put them in the groin area.
Dozens have died from heat-related illnesses just this month in several states. In Greece, about 19,000 people have now left their homes to escape fast-moving wildfires. Nikos Moschos owns a restaurant on Rhodes Island.
They are very anxious about what's going to happen because right now, most of them, they don't know where we're going to stay tonight. They don't have any updates about what's going to happen the next days.
Fires are also burning in Croatia and Switzerland as extreme heat blankets parts of Italy, Spain, and breaks records in China. The Justice Department has now set a deadline for Texas to remove buoys from the border.
Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez responded on CBS's Face the Nation.
This has been happening every single week. We see people drown. Last year, there were hundreds of migrants that are drowning. I'm glad it's getting some attention. I'd much rather see the attention get focused on something else.
Texas began constructing those buoys earlier this month as part of Governor Greg Abbott's $4 billion effort to crack down on migration. The Justice Department says the barrier violates the Rivers and Harbor Act and endangers public safety. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Trump's warning of violence if he's arrested over his efforts to overturn 2020 election results. But until that happens, 2024 hopeful Chris Christie tells Face the Nation he's staying out of it.
When the indictment is out, I will give a flat-out answer about whether I would have charged it or I wouldn't have. And until that time, I think it's irresponsible on either side to do that.
Trump could also face state charges in Georgia. Authorities are investigating a police dog attack on an unarmed black driver in Ohio. WOIO's Jim Nelson tells us things escalated when that driver refused to pull over.
The initial stop was for a missing mud flap on the semi-truck. That's according to troopers. Multiple law enforcement vehicles joined in the chase, which they deployed stop sticks. That's when the driver stopped his truck, got out of the truck with his hands up.
He was cooperating. Bye-bye, birdie. Elon Musk just announced he's replacing Twitter's iconic blue bird logo with the letter X soon. It's latest in a series of changes to the platform. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Solving mysteries.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh.
Let's just say that.
Well, was it like in a glass or was it like...
Drink wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just after 10 o'clock on a Saturday evening, it is time for Max Inc. Heavy. Original local hard rock, metal, and punk from the state of Wisconsin. Let's kick it off with a double dip of The Heroes Lie on Max Inc. Radio.
Time with shame. You're the only
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music with the Heroes Lie. Rome Will Fall is the name of that album, or the name of that song, rather. Get Over It before that. Both of the songs are from their latest release, number 4. That was released last year. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight. That's what we do, 10 to midnight every Saturday night. Coming up on the show tonight, we got Greg Dillman from 301 Productions. It's a brand new venue in Portage. Greg's been in the music scene forever. We're going to get the lowdown on the new venue and find out what shows are coming up out there. Plus, music this hour from Level the Earth, Carbellion. A brand new Cast in Fire for you, and also Coal Black River. These guys are playing a lot of shows. They just actually played the Waukesha County Fair on the Whammy Guitars for Vet stage on Thursday. They rocked it, of course. That's the name of the song, Rock It. It's Iron Plow on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
fade away. The good and the bad, it's all the same.
Kevy on Civic Media, that is Remember Me from Level the Earth, Lo-Fi Killers before that with their song Chained. Both of those songs are from last year, 2022. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, Max Inc. Kevy. Be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio podcast page. Get the latest shows, live in the Devil Lair performances, interviews with the artist. It's all right there. While you're there, grab the Civic Media app and put that puppy on your phone. It's a really cool app. You can call or text us right from the app, and you can take us anywhere. Listen to Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights or Sunday right from the app. Max Inc. Radio, it's all on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Greg Delman is coming in next. He's from 301 Productions, a brand new venue out in Portage. We're going to have a chat with him, and I got brand new Cast in Fire next.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Funk out with the Eastside's newest secret, Butterbrick, Saturday, July 29th on the Luther Allison stage.
Come on, baby, this is what we're paying for. I don't know if we're ever gonna be here again. My lady, this is what we're made for.
For the full band lineup, visit atwoodfest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Get off the best grace, forget the end, get a game.
Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is music from Clarksville, Tennessee. Autumn Lies Buried. Pretty cool song there. They're going to be at the 301 Productions on Sunday. That's tomorrow. Before that, we heard brand new music from Cast in Fire from their Parasite album. They're going to be at 301 Productions in Portage on, what's the date here? Friday, August 4th. I'm a little flustered right now. I thought Greg was going to join me here. Tried to give him a call a couple of times. He said, we'll be here. You're not here. So anyway, 301 Productions in Portage. Get up there. Check out the brand new venue. It's right in downtown Portage. Support local music. There you go. 301 Productions. These guys played a show last night with Black Belt Theater. We're going to hear some of that music in a little bit. But right now, it's Carbellion. Their latest, Bar Fight for Weapons of Choice on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Turn on.
Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, Carbellion, their latest one from Weapons of Choice. That's Bar Fight. All right, by the miracle of gods and whatever metal gods are out there, we finally got Greg. Greg Delman from 301 Productions is on the air with us right now. Greg, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, dude.
What's up, Jimmy?
Great to hear your voice. Wish I could see you and toast you a beer or whatever.
That sounds good.
Dude, 301 Productions. This is insane. You've been doing 301 Productions for years as a promoter here in the Madison music scene. But now you have a brick-and-mortar venue up in Portage, Wisconsin, playing live music for the masses. How cool is that?
It's pretty awesome. We're working on it.
Take us through the process from going from being a promoter to getting a venue. And, you know, running a venue is no easy task, and I'm sure you knew that going in. So what made you want to do this?
I don't know. I'm getting old. I don't know. I love doing all this stuff. I play music. I've been promoting music, and now I get to have shows and support it in some other ways now. It's just been what I've done with my life, I guess, for the most part.
You bet. And we definitely appreciate it. 301 Productions in Portage, 214 West Wisconsin Street in Portage. As you go into Portage from Madison, you just stay on 51, you get in the left lane and take 13 or what is that, 16 and 33 or something like that. And
yep.
It's right on the left-hand
right
side.
Right downtown, yep.
Right
yep.
Downtown.
It used to be Cheers way back in the day, Legends, mm-hmm. Paul, Teddy Freddy's was the last place it was. Now it's Studio 301.
What personal touches have you put on Studio 301?
Well, I dug all my giant PA system out of storage and threw her in there, expanded the stage a little bit. We plan on making it straight across the room in the winter, hopefully, so it'd be a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just put up a lot of memorabilia, and I still got to dig some more stuff out from the Malice in Wonderland days and all. Ultra days and all that stuff. I got all kinds of stuff. We've been putting up all the set lists and having bands sign them on the walls, the flyers we've already had. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lights everywhere, yeah. Free games. I don't know, it's fun.
That's great. how has the city of Portage received you guys? With open arms?
Yeah, actually the mayor is our neighbor at the popcorn corner and he's been supportive of it. And yeah, everybody just got to get the outreach going a little more. But yeah, the town has been pretty supportive thus far. We're open on Thursdays now, mm-hmm. consistently, because we're not open as a bar, but we're open every Thursday and we're doing like featured artists or open mic and karaoke and pretty much open season on the microphone for whatever people want to do on Thursdays.
So
on free games and all that stuff.
So on Thursday nights, you can come down to 301 Productions, 214 West Wisconsin.
Studio 301 is the actual place.
Studio
301 Productions is, yeah, what started it all.
We'll get that right. Studio 301. So just Thursdays and then the Saturday shows, right?
Well, we got pretty much shows. I mean, whenever somebody wants to do one, mm-hmm. Typically Friday and Saturday. We got one big one coming up this Sunday. A band called Automized Buried is coming through on tour.
Yeah,
heavy stuff.
We just played a track of that to kick off the half hour. Very cool stuff.
Oh, awesome!
And we also just played Cast in Fire, their new stuff. They got a show coming up. I know Adrenaline Army has a show coming up, I believe, next week on the 29th.
Yep, July 29th. Yep.
Very nice.
And then Cast and Fire is August 4th. I got a bunch of good bands on that one, too. And then I got Order of the Jackal, Y-Lab, and a bunch of Cunning, like Cobras, All Meridians, and Blue Moon Assault on August 12th. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I got a bunch of stuff. All the events are on Facebook. Those are, well, they're linked, but they're... You can find them on the 301 Productions page or the Studio 301 page.
That's great.
They're all linked up.
Greg, are you playing any music yourself right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm in Grind with my lady, Desi, and Chris from Desolate, Black with Envy and Malice. Mm-hmm. Chad and our drummer, he's Mel. He was in Ave Imperator with us, and he's in Grind now with us, and we're going to be releasing an EP soon.
Yeah,
hopefully soon here.
I was just going to say, I don't have any music from Grind, and we'd have to get that EP from you when you get it released. We'll get it on the air for the people.
I will definitely get you one.
Awesome.
But it's pretty awesome. We're recording it at Source Track Studio up in Menasha.
Nice.
Pretty good place.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate you stopping by, telling us about the new place to see live music in Portage. You know, Portage is where the North begins, right? So yep. Perhaps it's where the Northern metal begins?
I hope so. Yeah. We're working on it.
Awesome. Give the website or Facebook name one more time for Studio 301.
It's just Studio 301 and 301 Productions. They're all linked up together. They got pretty much the same stuff on there. You can find all the shows on there.
At 301 Productions, you're still booking shows, and 301 Studio, that's where the shows are, right?
Yeah.
Are you still booking shows?
We do some stuff at the Crucible, yeah.
I was just going to ask, yeah.
But yeah, kind of transitioning over to just working on our stuff for the most part. But obviously, we don't want to just play at our own place, so we're still doing some other stuff. Grange is actually headed up to the Cold Shot in Appleton on Saturday, and then we got some other stuff going on, but... Oh yeah, I forgot. Casket Robbery is coming August 10th.
Oh man,
for a Thirsty Thursday. That day, that's going to be a good one. And Grind is actually on that one.
Casket Robbery is going to leave a mushroom cloud over the city of Portage.
Yes, that's for sure. Squid Hammer's on that one also, and Modern Animals. That'll be an awesome one.
Well, hey Greg, we got to
go check out that stuff and show up and help us out and come enjoy some free games and music and. Beer.
I love the beer. Any food offering or not so much?
We're working on it. Yeah. We got two little baskets, a hot dog basket and balls and bites, some meatballs and pizza bites right now. Just basic stuff.
Got that popcorn right next to
it. Yep, you got stuff too. So I don't want to step on them too much, but they're always busy. Now.
Hey, Greg, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your success. And
thank
hopefully
you.
It continues for you, brother.
All right, thank you. Good talking, Jimmy.
And get a hold of us when that EP comes out, man. We'd love to get that stuff on here for you.
I will, for sure.
All right.
I will do.
Greg, thank you very much. Maxine Kevy, this is Black Belt Theater. We are local music.
Thank you.
the 2019 album Petting, Power Petting. That was Black Belt Theater on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, coming up, Essential Last Crack 2 from the Mighty Last Crack. Here, kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Happens every week here on Max Inc. Heavy. Right now, Halliwell on Max Inc. Heavy.
Beer and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.